This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House's National Security Advisor says the U.S. intends to launch further strikes at Iran-backed groups in the Middle East after hitting Tehran-aligned factions in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen over the last 2 days. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The strikes come a day after the U.S. military hit Tehran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a deadly attack on U.S. troops in Jordan. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC Sunday that the U.S. intends to take, quote, additional action to continue to send a clear message that the United States will respond when our forces are attacked. Saturday's strikes in Yemen hit buried weapons storage facilities, missile systems, launchers, and other capabilities the Houthis have used to attack Red Sea shipping, the Pentagon said, adding it targeted 13 locations.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Sunday strikes on Yemen's Houthis were self-defense against the Iran-backed group's continued targeting of commercial ships and warships in the Red Sea.
I've been clear that I won't hesitate to protect British lives, British interests, and our diplomatic efforts are focused on bringing de-escalation and stability back to the region.
The U.S. and British strikes were the latest sign of spreading conflict in the Middle East since war erupted between Israel and Hamas after the militant Palestinian group's deadly assault on Israel October 7th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday Israel was not ready to accept a deal at any price to release hostages held by Hamas. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups by the State Department.